It's Tuesday, the 16th of June, 2015. I'm Ruth, also known as R2UK, and this is my audio blog. This is my audio entry for Audio Mode Day 15. I'm still playing slight catch-up. The reason for this being that the photo that I shared yesterday that I want to talk about today was taken quite late at night, and by the time I'd finished what I was doing and headed off to bed, I did consider recording this entry last night, and I was so tired I thought I'm actually going to just record gibberish because nothing I say will make sense. So I made a conscious decision to hold out to record this morning. So I'm back in my trusty mobile studio on the way to work as usual. And this is always the best place for me to record. I know you get a certain amount of road noise in the background. I apologise for that. I'm recording off the hands-free kit in the car. It does pick up some road noise, but hopefully you can still hear what I'm saying as well. I hope so. Fingers crossed anyway. So I've got a couple of things to talk about in relation to the photo that I posted yesterday. The photo I posted yesterday was a photo of an item that I found in our local farmer's market on Saturday. And I was drawn to the stand because it was a cupcake stand and I can't resist cupcakes. But the lady who was selling the cupcakes was also selling this thing that I'd never seen before, which was a cake in a jar. And it was literally a little jam jar with layers of sponge cake and filling all the way up to the top. And I kind of looked at it and I was like, that's a cake in a jar. And she said, yeah, you just open the lid and eat it with a spoon. And I was like, okay, I'm going to have one of those. And it was approximately the size of a cupcake, and it was more expensive than the cupcake. So I thought, well, partially you're paying for the jar and partially you're paying for the gimmick, but I'll give it a go. So this is sat in our kitchen with my daughter making a play to eat it every day since I bought it. And last night, John and I settled down to watch the season finale of Game of Thrones. We've been following Game of Thrones season 5, which has been broadcasting. And last night was the season finale. I can't believe they only do 10 episodes in a season. I could watch so much more. I really could, but never mind. So anyway, we were settling down to watch the Game of Thrones season finale, and I had decided I was going to eat my cake in a jar. And there was a leftover cupcake as well, so John ate that. And so as we do, both being good internet, Instagram people, we both sat there taking photos of our cake. And John came in and he said, do me a favour. He said, if you're going to share that photo of your cake, share it with the hashtag Game of Thrones cake. And I was like, okay, is this some hashtag you've found? And he said, no, I'm going to share mine. And I thought it would be witty if we both used the same hashtag. And I was like, okay, right, fine, I'll do that then. So I shared this photo of my cake in a jar and said, just settling down to watch the Game of Thrones season finale with my hashtag Game of Thrones cake. And John did the same with his cupcake. And about 5 minutes into Game of Thrones, I had to pause it because John was giggling. And I was like, what are you giggling about? And he said, you know that hashtag Game of Thrones cake hashtag? And I said, yes. He said, just had a look in Instagram. There's 745 other posts with this hashtag. I'm like, okay, right. So we haven't been all that original then. And we left it for a bit. And then about another 5 minutes into Game of Thrones, I thought, oh, I'll just have a quick look at Instagram and see what other people are posting. And all, as far as I could tell, all the other 745 entries are people who genuinely had Game of Thrones cake. So it was people who'd had cakes made in the shape of Game of Thrones characters or with Game of Thrones themings. And it was all, very serious Game of Thrones cake stuff. And then right at the end, the two most recent entries to the hashtag were me and John with a very, very random cake that we just happened to be eating for the Game of Thrones season finale. So we kind of hijacked the Game of Thrones cake hashtag last night, which was quite funny. Oh, but there you go. We enjoyed the Game of Thrones season finale. I've seen some very mixed comments on this season of Game of Thrones, and I've actually found it almost easier to follow than other seasons because I think there's been less storylines going through. So I think I've managed to keep up with it fairly well. And I'm not going to leave any spoilers, so if you haven't watched it yet, I will talk in a way that won't give anything away. But OMG! Ah! Suffice to say, a lot happened. There were surprises. I don't think everything is necessarily going to end up as it appears now, but if it does end up as it appears now, I'm going to be very sad. Oh. But there we go. That's all I'm going to say. Certainly this close to the episode airing, because I know there will be people listening who perhaps haven't watched it yet and don't want the spoiler. So, yes. But excellent episode and some fantastic acting. Really, really good. Really enjoyed it. So there we go. So my photo of the day yesterday, which is my Audiomo Day 15 entry, was my Game of Thrones cake. Thank you for listening, and I will talk to you again soon. Bye for now.